Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Today's article, titled Power of the Powerless, was written by Amy Boucher-Pye. We are in the centre of power, and yet we are powerless, reflected a church leader in Moscow. But although they couldn't stop the so-called special military operations, they could, in fact, act. We are gospel people, the nobodies of 1 Corinthians 1, observed the leader. It is our very powerlessness and insignificance and foolishness that can also be our strength if it is handed to God. During the conflict, he and others sought to worship, pray, serve, and speak truth to their neighbours. This leader referred to Paul's first letter to the Corinthian Christians, in which the apostle defended the wisdom of God over the foolishness of the powerful. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Paul addressed the divisions of this church, which was located in a city of debauchery and excess, not unlike some of our cities today. He called believers in Jesus not to be swayed by the trappings of power, but to trust the God who chooses the weak and the foolish to shame the strong and the wise. We too might feel hopeless about wars between nations and the rancor that exists between people closer to home. But we can trust our ever-wise God, who is more powerful than any earthly ruler. Through Christ, he redeems us and makes things right. Let's pray. Loving God, you are pained by all of the fighting that goes on between nations, communities, and families. Please help me to be your agent of peace and love. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lorraine, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.